Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening from the voices of indigenous people with Oyate and Tahiti and our co-host Chinooku Luhamani. I'd like to say a little prayer before we start the show this evening.
I hear an echo.
Okay. Go and notice how. Prayers for all those who are suffering from the storm. I am hurricane from Florida, South Carolina, and Virginia. I keep hearing this. Prayers for all those who are suffering from the storm in Florida. Devastation of those who have lost our homes, all personal belongings. Prayers for all those to help be sent to these regions. It is unknown when these situations will happen, but we need to be there ahead of time. And if they say go to higher ground, please do so. It's better to save yourself than to lose your life. All this we ask in your name. Amen.
Go ahead.
Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Good evening, it's Oyate here. Anyway, we're going to be talking about independence tonight. That's going to be the subject, the Lakota independence, specifically.
Ask, can they hear you out there?
Can anyone hear us out there at all?
No one's online.
Well, I can hear you. So.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, that's going to be our topic tonight. And, this is the voices of Indigenous people. And mine and Tahisha's are... I'm a Lakota. I'm from Lakota, and she's a Mohawk. And you notice I said I'm from Lakota, not South Dakota. Big difference there. And we invite your opinion and your suggestions. And you can call in to 657-383-1630. And later we will be joined by Chinooku Luhamani, our co-host. And the way we're going to do this now is I'll be announcing this a couple of times probably during the show. But when callers call in, and they're going to be speaking. All other callers will be muted so that there's no interruptions and there's no background distractions. And during the time that me or Tahisha is talking, your phones will be off mute. You'll be able to talk. And so when we're talking, you can interrupt. When you're ready to talk, just interrupt. And then we'll mute all the other callers and you'll be able to talk. So
okay.
Right now we're going to kind of set the scene.
Equality, second class. time to lose. What I said before, you may not have went out. We're going to be talking about independence tonight, Lakota independence. And like your opinion or suggestion, and you're invited to call in at 657-383-1630. And later we'll be joined by our co-host, Chinupa Luhamani. And we're going to be muting callers when a speaker is speaking, the guest is speaking, so that there's no interruptions and distractions. And when I'm speaking, or Aisha is speaking, all other open phones will be open, and you'll be invited to interrupt. If you want to speak, just go ahead and interrupt me, and we'll put you on. Just let me know who's calling, and we'll know which one to open up.
Your name and where you're from. Your name and where you're from.
Yeah, we need your name and where you're from. Okay, so get your pens and paper out, because I'm going to, you know, give you some stuff here. You're going to need to take some notes or whatever.
No.
The Lakota, independent nation state, or independent, whatever you want to call it. I call it independent nation state. That's what we are right now. According to international attorneys who researched this in international law, Lakota has always been an independent nation state, is an independent nation state, and always will be an independent nation state.
The only thing we have to do
is carry it forward to the United Nations for recognition. Okay.
Now, if you go down to Omaha and you go
up the Missouri River through Nebraska, follow it up through South Dakota, up above to North Dakota,
Then you go over into Montana
and down into Wyoming. You go over to the crest of the Big Horn Mountains with another river.
Missouri River
and then the other one that comes down, Yellowstone probably. And then if you go from Omaha through Nebraska,
over along
below the border, South Dakota.
And you come up into South Dakota, and then you go through Wyoming, and you go into another river there.
And you end up at the crest of the Big Horn Mountains.
That's our country
right there.
That's all Lakota territory is laid out in treaties.
That's the exact
borders
that they describe there.
Up the Missouri River, up the Platte River,
to the crest of the Big Horn Mountains.
Everything within that
is Lakota.
Now, there's some other tribes in there,
like Omaha and Winnebago. And there might even be some Blackfeet and others. Shoshone, Arapaho.
Okay.
They will all be part of that. Lakota independent nation state.
So nothing inside that border is theirs.
Nothing belongs to them. They've bought and sold land, developed stuff, infrastructure, set up businesses, took out resources. It's just on and on, but it's not theirs.
They don't own that.
That treaty was forged. It's not valid.
It's in effect right now, and it's kind of helping people
right now. But technically it's invalid.
So this is
going to be, you know, disputed in the United Nations, and it'll be voted on by all the other countries.
So right now what we want to do is we want to have a discussion.
I want people to call in. I want to know if you're in favor of independence for Lakota or not.
If you're not in favor of it, then I want to hear your solution.
To all the problems that exist within Lakota territory.
And a very good and excellent.
And so we want to have a discussion on how we can go about doing this. Chinook has got the government side taken care of.
You know, there's requirements to become a nation, one language.
Define boundaries and a government.
Okay, so anyway, we want to talk about what is the best way we can do this.
We want some suggestions. We want your opinion.
If you have no objection, then we're going to assume that you're in agreement.
But this is not my show to talk continuously about this.
It's a show to open up for you to give your opinion.
So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to open up lines and state your name and where you're calling from if you want to speak, and we'll talk about this. 918-0762. Your name and where you're from?
This is Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
How you doing? Pretty good. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got sinus drainage real bad. All those territories is spot on the way you said they were, and the government knows that's right. Two factions, the French and the U.S., committed illegal acts where all those lands were concerned. Yet today they keep control of them.
Yeah.
They even wrote a treaty in two articles. They went against those two articles of that treaty, saying to respect all the nations within those original territories that you spoke of the way they were. But what they didn't do is they didn't bring all the Native nations to that treaty. Are you cool with this? Are you okay that us French are going to sell this to the U.S.? They never did that, so that made that transaction illegal.
Yeah.
Where it stands today, the government knows it. They've just been ramshotting over everything, taking control of everything by violence, bullyism.
Mm-hmm.
They know the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did. Yeah.
And like I said, there's articles, and I can't understand why France doesn't back the Lakota Nation, because they were the ones, even though they played an action, they did speak in there about the Native people and the U.S. working mutually together, and that the U.S. should take in consideration everything that those tribes said, which they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. and the French need to both be held accountable for the illegal action they played with those lands.
Yeah. And so what do you suggest about how to handle that, how to hold them accountable?
Go back to the Supreme Court. I mean, what they did here down here in Oklahoma, they knew the truth about all this.
Yeah. Well, it's got to go. It's got to go beyond the Supreme Court,
yep.
Rachel.
Yep.
This is
an international
agreement.
Yeah, the Supreme Court won't concede and say, you're right, here's these independent nations' lands back. Yeah, then take it to the United Nations. France,
yeah, it's going to have to go there.
Know what
yeah.
they did.
Yeah.
France had no right to sell those
we're
lands.
We're preparing to do that now. We are preparing to do that now. And we've been preparing for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we just need people, I guess, to support stuff, you know, like this, efforts like that. And, you know, there's a lot of the people that aren't going to support it. A lot of the tribal administration people, tribal government people. Yeah, you know, all sorts of people that aren't going to support this, but it's going to take a private, individual, neutral entity to carry this forward, and that's what we are. Chinupa is an independent, all by himself, representative. I'm neutral, and you know. This has been started a long time ago in 1991. We declared independence, sent a delegation to The Hague in the Netherlands. The Netherlands, the UNPO, recognizes us as an independent nation state, just not recognized by the United Nations. But they have our records there, filed in there. And Chinupa and Russell and Gary and Gillis, they hand-delivered a withdrawal of treaties to the United States State Department. And, you know, so that part has all been done. You know, when they hand-delivered that, Chinupa cut his IDs up in presence of the media. And so that's kind of on record. And public record. And, he said they secluded him down in the basement of that building and interrogated him for hours, trying to get him to concede something, but he never did. And so anyway, you know, they're aware of this whole thing. And they're probably listening right now. That's good. Want them to know that they're on. So anyway, that's kind of how it's going to go forward. You know, if you have any other thing you want to comment on.
No, not right now.
Okay. Okay. You know, if you disagree with this, to know the reason why, because of the fact that it would only be beneficial for the Lakota, all of them in general, and the other related tribes, because economically, right now, the United States just gives every tribe, you know, enough to barely get by, if even that. They're inadequate in a lot of areas because they don't have the financing. And you got this tribal government that's got so many loopholes in it that it just breeds corruption under independence of this whole area. There's all these resources within this area that produce multi-billions, if not a trillion or more. of revenue each year. And they owe us multi-billions, if not trillions, for what they've done. And so, you know, it's not only that, it's jurisdiction. We would have our own jurisdiction, and that would eliminate a lot of these problems that are going on. We'd have the ability to develop business and agriculture and so on and so forth, you know, which would produce a lot of employment. And the amount of revenue that this would produce to run, you know, the Lakota government and all its services, far, far, far better than what's being done now. So, you know, economic can't be your argument. And right now, you know, it would also produce like hope, pride, and integrity in the people. Things are going to be better. They're going to get better. They're going to stay better. And so, you know, it's just beneficial all the way around. And so my question is why does anybody want to stay dependent? When you're dependent, they make all the rules. They tell you how to do things, when to do things, why to do things, how to do things, you know, what to do. You might have a job somewhere off the reservation making some money and whatever, and you're dependent. Okay, that's fine. But what about the rest of the people? And what about how it's going to be in the future? Can't be like this forever. You want to be dependent forever, ever? If you do, I don't know why. So if you have something to comment on this, you know, now's your time. So I'm not going to talk all night here for no reason. I don't like to talk for nothing. Any more callers? 657-383-1630. Need somebody to get on the board here. 657-383-1630. Okay, well, in the meantime, while we're waiting for somebody to comment on this subject, if anybody else has an urgent topic they want to bring up, we'll let that come in now. Okay, well, I don't see any more callers coming in right now.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a question.
Okay.
How do you get past the tribes with what you all want when they're part of the government system through the IRA? When they won't help out because they've got all that IRA agreements set in place, and they're not ever going to let the people take back their own lands to get independent because they claim so much tribal land. So how do you get past that?
Well, that would all have to be worked out. You know, what we're talking about is all the details. Will all be worked out when it's called transfer of power and authority. When you become a country, when you're granted recognition by the United Nations, then they give you transfer of power and authority. Okay, when transfer of power and authority takes place, that's when you have to work out all these details of transfer. And all this land that these people bought and sold and whatever is all going to have to be negotiated, renegotiated somehow. And you might keep your land, you might not. You know, and that's going to have to be determined in some kind of a council at a later point. And tribal government really won't have any, you know, authority to intercede in that. It will become the responsibility of the national government of the Lakota. Tribal government just has to operate on its own and being an independent agent, entity, we have to just go forward past them and take this to the United Nations Security Council. Let them, you know, decide. The United Nations Security Council doesn't always, you know, make a favorable decision the first time. There has been instances where it has for certain countries. And then there's other instances where it's taken many, many, many times, taking it back to the Security Council for their approval. And, you know, that's what we have to do. But first, you got to do it once. And that's where we're at right now. Three, four, seven, 3576. Okay. All right, so I guess it's just you and me, Rachel.
Is that all?
Yeah. In the whole world.
So basically, you know, I kind of see this.
We're going to make this decision, aren't we?
Yeah.
Can you and I agree to go forward with this?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But the basic way I see this is almost what the Taliban had to do with Afghanistan. Because, see, you had the U.S. that went in on there to try to set up a government, like a colonial government, with those people over there and patterned them after, like it is over here. And the Taliban says, no, we're not having that. Get the fuck out. Part of my language. We're coming back in. We're gaining our lands. We're being independent. We're going by our natural ways we believed. So they just basically, I guess, built up their people enough to say, we're coming in. We're taking it back.
Yeah.
Because, see, they were patterned that Afghanistan, you know, like they're running like American government.
Mm-hmm.
In that country over there, the Taliban says, no, this is our country. This is, we're not want to be colonized. You know, a lot of people in the world will say, well, your ways are too barbaric, too harsh. Leave them alone. They had that all the time, even before, you know, Christianity started stepping in. You know, let their people deal with that amongst themselves and try to work that out. I mean, there's some issues that I think is kind of inhumane, like where the women are treated. But as far as the lands, if they want to remain traditional, own their own lands, take control of their lands, run it the way they want without the interference of America or any other government, why step on their toes?
Yeah, so it's time to instead of change, which is a, you know, some kind of a thing that that people go by, instead of accepting what we can't change, now we've got to change what we can't accept. That's the point where we're at now. Used to be the other way, not that way. We're out to change what we can't accept. And just about everything under this tribal government, this United States IRA government, is unacceptable.
It's illegal, if you ask me.
What was that?
It's illegal. They can't claim all these powers because the, in their wording, they're not legal ownership of these territories that you speak of. Never was. An illegal transaction was committed, so that's what needs to be driven home. You two countries just came in here and just ramshotted over everything. You know it. Get out of our way. Go do your thing back over that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a Mohawk Nation, small one, but they've disengaged from the United States. They no longer accept any money from the United States, any services. They're recognized as an independent nation state, and they're independent, self-sufficient. So we're not the first ones to propose this. And Canadians and the Mohawks and the Canadians and Canadian natives have been treated as bad or worse than the Lakota. And you know that boundary that I was talking about, that's just a minimum, because outside of that boundary, that's just an arbitrary kind of a boundary that they dreamed up. Outside of that boundary to the north up there, when you go up beyond North Dakota to Canada, there's the there's a little reservation up there that's part of the Lakota, the Sioux. They call themselves the Sioux something for me. And Richard Grass and Reginald Burghorst went up there after we declared independence, and we took it up there to them and we presented it to them. And so they know about it up there. They're part of Lakota. They got stranded up there above the border. So this arbitrary border might have to be expanded to include them. And, you know, it's not confined to the southern border either. Lakota want to fish and live on the other side of the Platte River. But somehow it got narrowed down to the Platte River. So that might have to be expanded there as well. So, you know, these borders are just kind of like arbitrary and minimal. So maybe Tahisha has something here that she would like to know. She doesn't have anything right there. Okay. Well, we're coming up towards the top of the hour, and I don't see any callers here yet. So,
well, what I don't understand.
Pardon me.
What I don't understand is, when these people came over here to begin with, none of those East Coast nations gathered them up and marched them 1,000 miles and could have dumped them over there in the desert and said, this is where your new lands are. Didn't give them no way to take care of themselves or nothing. But then they come in this country and they start establishing borders here, territory, state borders and everything. Didn't they learn anything when they came over here and all those tribes sit down and talk to them about this? And then here they are today trying to, who can come in this country and who can't? They didn't get permission to come in this country. They still yet to show their goddamn papers, excuse me. Those tribes could have marched you all over here and dumped you over here, your ancestors.
Yeah, they just come in here and overpowered all the tribes over here, and decimated them and exterminated them and dominated them and claimed all the land, settled it, and not much anybody could do about that. Yeah, I'm calling from Virginia right now, and you don't see any natives over here. Apparently, there's some over by the coast, a very, very few, small band of them here and there. And there's some more up, you know, above New York there, when you get into the Mohawk Territory and stuff, there's some up there, but, you know, they've all been decreased drastically. They have very small reserves up there. And the Lakota Nation I was talking about up there above North Dakota, the Sioux Valley Reservation, it's a real small thing. But they're all Lakota. They came down to Albuquerque to meet with us one time. So they know what we're doing, and we told them we're not going to forget about you. California 3357.
Hello, yes, this is 3357. Howdy.
Okay, you're on the air. And who is this?
David, friends of Chinupa. I just logged in.
Oh, okay, good. All right,
well,
welcome.
Who am I speaking with?
Good to have you here.
This is a new voice. Who am I speaking with?
It's Oyate.
Well, what would you like to speak about? I didn't get the preamble, what was happening.
Okay.
So how can I contribute?
Well, we're speaking specifically about Lakota independence right now.
Oh.
And I kind of ran down the whole situation as to where we're at right now and getting ready to take it to the United Nations Security Council. And
yeah,
we're looking for any opinions or any comments or anything, you know, why this would be beneficial and how can we go about doing this whole transition and what's the best way. And so,
well,
you know, if you have any.
Okay. Obviously, it's highly complex. You're dealing with universal laws, principles, but my understanding, by the way, I'm a, not that it means anything particularly other than we shall see. I'm a write-in candidate for president in 2024, but I've always talked to, you know, Chinupa. One of the first things we would do is acknowledge the treaty of, what was it, 18, what was it, which ceded all this land, which, you know, to the Lakota Sioux, right? I mean, that was a treaty that was broken, correct?
That treaty was actually forged initially.
Forged?
And then it was, every provision in that treaty was broken.
Yeah.
Violated. Yeah.
Yeah, so the question is, what legal power does the United Nations have to acknowledge and help move your legitimate grievances forward?
Well, the United Nations Security Council, that's their, one of their obligations is to hear cases of nations.
Okay. Right.
To become a nation state.
But I thought you already are. Aren't you already a?
We are a nation state, but we want official recognition from them, transfer of power and authority, control of our borders, jurisdiction within them. Yeah.
Oh.
And under international law, we had an attorney, international attorney, research this, and his conclusion was that Lakota has always been an independent nation state, is one now, and always will be. And
good.
So we're just short of having official recognition.
So if you're officially recognized, I don't know if it's going to, you can set up embassies, you can have trade agreements with other countries, right, and all that kind of good stuff.
Right, yeah, and, you know, and control
correct.
Of all our resources and revenue.
Right. So what is the main economic, every country has economic, minerals, oil, from A to Z. But of course, you don't want gold has always been an issue up in the Black Hills, right? Never to be mined.
Yeah.
Correct?
Right.
So what is it that you, how would you want to become, in quotes, economically independent? Not having to depend on the U.S. government.
Well, within this border, it's a five-state border area.
Right.
I outlined it from, it goes from Omaha, Nebraska, up the Missouri River, all the way up, down the Yellowstone, over to the crest of the Bighorn Mountains. And then it goes from Omaha up the Platte River in Nebraska, up through South Dakota and Wyoming, and up to
And how many people are living? I mean, that's a huge chunk. That's a huge chunk.
Up to the crest of the Bighorn Mountain. So that's a large five-state area there. There's resources in there, that are, just abundant. And
no
doubt. There's a multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar revenue every year coming in and going out, commerce.
But has it been developed, or can it be developed through investment, or is it just sort of a potential?
Well, everything's going right now. Everything's in progress. There's all kinds of farm that produce all kinds of every kind of.
Sure, but what about the people, the non-native, in quotes, non-native people that are living there? Nebraska's like corn state, and, of course, it's GMO corn. That's a whole subject. How are they going to feel about it?
Well, they'll have to feel bad about it, I guess, but, can't help that. It's their problem. They created a problem. They created a problem in the beginning.
Everything would go reverse of what standing it's in now.
Okay.
They would pay anything. If you go by the white man's taxes, white man's whatever it is, it goes in reverse. It's reverse ownership, if you want to put it that way. But here's my question.
There was a similar situation that would be an analog to this. Is when it's very interesting. We're shifting in Africa. You had Rhodesia, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's sort of a template. Are you familiar with what happened there?
I'm not real familiar with that, no.
Well, you might want to research it, because what happened, I don't know, I don't want to sidetrack and take up your time. I'm not an authority.
No, that's okay.
Rhodesia, Cecil Rhodes, who was a British imperialist, colonialist, turned that area into what he called Rhodesia, and it was settled by these white farmers who were there who were actually quite capable for many, many generations. And then Robert Mugabe took over and turned it into, it became Zimbabwe. But he expropriated all this land and all these farmers and kicked them off. And because he said, hey, you have no business being here. This is, this belongs to us. This is black man territory. But the result of that was it created an economic collapse because all this revenue, these were good farmers, and, you know, and they were generating. But there you go. So all that land and that was managed, you know, in a conscious way, all the farmers were booted off the land. You know, they had to go back to wherever they came from.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, I mean, you're talking about a massive amount of fertile land. The question I would ask is how many people actually live on that land, and how many are so-called American and non-native versus Native American?
Can I ask a question here?
Okay.
We need to go back and say how much economic disturbance did it cause all those nations, Lakota nations, when they came in there and upset their environment, their own economic system, the way they were doing stuff, not the white man's economic system, but their system. That's what you need to tell these people. Don't worry about who the hell they're going to disrupt. You guys already did that to us, so don't worry about it. Y'all need to live through these. White people need to live through a little bit of understanding that the economic system, by the white man's wording, they totally flipped that out from under the Lakota Nation's feet and these other tribes. They didn't have that understanding for them.
I understand. Well, that was the point is it's a very viable, if you're talking Nebraska, Wyoming, you know, what are the economic inputs from these areas? These are very unpopulated, correct?
Yeah, they're compared.
Does this include Montana?
Part of Montana.
So do you support the idea of bringing back the buffalo? I know the buffalo are coming back, but is that something you wanted to see happen?
Oh, definitely. Yep.
What about the, you know, as far as the big thing that's happening now in the U.S. as far as farming, it's going to be huge. It's the cultivation of hemp. I would assume you know about that, right?
What is that now?
Hemp, H-E-M-P, hemp, the hemp plant.
Oh, hemp. I don't know. I know Chinook is not in favor of that, but, you know.
I'm not talking about marijuana. I'm not talking about.
You're right. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It is a huge cash crop. It grows. It's perennial. It has over 100 industrial uses. I'm a holistic MD. Hemp protein is one of the perfect proteins. You can survive on that stuff.
Oh, I know there's many, many benefits of that.
Yeah. So right there you have a whole economy.
Yeah.
You can have a whole economy based just on hemp. And I had friends, this was in down in the Diné, you know, area of Navajo, right? And this German company wanted to go in. All that land is just sitting there doing nothing. They wanted to develop it, but it got shot down. So there's this vast amount of land that's arable, but it was never developed. So, I mean, you know, you create good relationships and you create a win-win situation. But, you know, what kind of timeline are you looking at realistically that this would actually come into effect, that this land, massive amount of land, would be ceded from the continental U.S. and become sovereign and no longer part of the United States? I mean, this ain't Rhode Island.
I do understand, but our people doesn't want it. You have to understand this. My name is Tariq Gass. We're from Stronghold Warrior Society down here in San Diego, California. My brother, my older brother, Kanupa, does not want it. I already talked to him about this subject, and he goes, this is going to poison our people. Like, it's a benefit for the white man, you know, for you guys, you know, to grow hemp and marijuana. But you know what's going to happen? We're going to be poisoning our children around us. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something. Look, I know there's a lot of good properties out of marijuana, but the
this is not
an
interesting point. Hemp is not marijuana. You're conflating the two. Hemp is not THC.
I know. I know what it is. But my older brother is not going to agree to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's ill-informed. The point is, regardless, hemp is a huge cash drop, and so is marijuana. The laws of economics are very simple. It's called supply and demand. So regardless, there's a huge, huge demand for pot. There's a huge demand for cocaine.
The permit I'm going to get the permit from? White man, right? Where am I going to get the permit from? From the government, right? Not from my Indian land.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it's all going to play out. You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, that's all I'm saying. Anyway, the point is, I mean, I'm not an authority on this. I have my own ideas about economics and developing, and there's this tremendous revenue that's already happening from these cash crops. So, you know, it's just a question, and the question is, what is the Native American population? You're talking about a massive amount of land, and correct me if I'm wrong, a very limited number of Native American people, correct?
Right, yeah.
So what would you want to do with the, all of a sudden, you know, let's say best case scenario, you actually were, you got this land back, which, you know, in treaty was supposed to have been, you know, your territory. I'm all for it if that's the treaty. Now you got all this land. What are you going to do with it?
Let it be like it was before the white man invaded it.
Yes.
Use what's on the land. Animals.
Yes.
It's natural growth. Why does white man's structure have to be a part of it?
You said that.
The land was here. The land was here. Let me talk. The land was here. It was functional. The animals that was on it, the plants and everything. Why can't it remain that way? That's how they live. That was their economics. You're always thinking dollar amount. Why don't you think land amount, survive without the land like it was before?
Yeah, okay. So you think it's going to go back, everybody's going to start eating buffaloes all over again. Is that it?
Let me jump in here for a second.
Yeah, please. At the top of the hour,
I gave some.
I'm one of the bad guys. I'm a white guy. Educated.
You must be. You must be because you're thinking about the dollar. You must be.
welcome to planet Earth, okay?
Man's planet Earth. Now, I want to speak here for a second.
Go ahead.
You people came over here. We didn't know a damn goddamn thing about a dollar.
That's correct.
Everything that was here was provided. Everything you white men want to hear, you see is a dollar sign on it. And the land is rich without a dollar sign on it because what was here before? It's always a dollar amount to you white people. That's why you can't understand nothing because you can't see nothing without a ching, ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
Hold on, everybody.
You're missing the point.
Okay, hold on.
No, I'm not missing the point. I'm talking about
the point
things
is you just
want to
keep. You just want to keep the land.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to mute everybody out. Okay, we don't want to get into arguments here.
Really?
I said at the top of the hour. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. At the top of the hour, when we started, I said, when I'm talking, if you want to speak, and I'll let you come on. But when you're on, whoever it is that's speaking, going to mute everybody else out so that there's no interruptions and no distractions for the person that's speaking.
Good.
So I want one person to speak at a time, and when you're done, let me know when you're done, and then we'll turn everybody else back on, and somebody else can start, and then we'll...
I got one question, Oate. I got one question.
Okay.
When you say the independent structure, are you meaning for this to be... like it was when your people had the land, or are you willing to stay into that government understanding and work with the government, or you completely want to be independent?
Well, you know, you're going to have to compromise between, we're going to have to compromise between having some of one and some of the other.
Really?
So, you know, it's it's just going to be, it's, you know, no way around it. Okay, I want to get number 1585 and 9996 just to acknowledge who we are. 1585. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Hello, sir?
1585?
Well, that's interesting. That's my cell. And this is David. I was
calling
on my landline.
Okay.
I wonder how that happened, because I didn't dial the, well, anyway, that's a cell phone.
9996.
Oh, I see what happened. Okay. I'm back. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. 6803. Name and where you're calling from. Okay. Okay, well, we're still waiting for Chinupa to come on. And, you know, these questions about how to go about regulating some of the commerce and whatever else, and the hemp. These are all things that are just so far down the line
right.
that we couldn't make a decision on them right now. At a point when it looks like recognition may be granted, we're getting close to that or so, we need to have an economist come in and research the whole thing, and then we can figure out more about where we're at and where we got to go with that. And as far as the hemp situation, that's something that's going to be way down the line too. And, you know, we can disagree with it, whatever, right now, or agree with it, but that doesn't mean it's going to come into effect or not. So good questions that you brought up and points. And we'll have to give that some thought, and we see if we can come up with some kind of a positive solution to how to go about regulating this or presenting it or promoting it, whatever we got to do.
So.
Okay, anybody, can anybody want to speak, you can come in now.
Okay, let me say one thing. I understand that he's talking about hemp, okay? Not the psychoactive part of it, of the THC. I know that. But is he trying to suggest to have it on indigenous land? This is what my question is.
So what is your question?
That's my question. Is he suggesting that our people, you know what I mean, start growing on their land?
Yeah, some of them have, yeah.
That's my question to him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
I don't know if he's...
So my question to you is... My question to you is, are you suggesting to grow hemp on indigenous land? Is that what you're trying to say?
You're talking about you want me to respond to that?
Yes.
I'm just saying it's a probability. It's land management. There's all kinds of – you got massive amount of land, and it's all how you're going to manage it. And you use intelligence, and with modern technology, you figure out how to create a win-win situation where there'd be massive prosperity. You know, that's the wealth. The wealth of this country is rooted in the land. Now, you know, you can grow anything. You have to analyze what grows best, what works best. And then you have to also have the people who are willing to work the land. So that's just a suggestion. It's just that hemp now finally is being legalized because it was kept off for ridiculous reasons. And it's a massive cash crop, period. Now, whether you become independent sovereign nation, you decide. You leave the land fallow. You want to raise buffalo. You want to grow hemp. You want to do this. You want to do that. Well, you do nothing. You know, these are decisions that need, you know, real intelligence, thought, et cetera, win-win solutions. It doesn't have to get into ideologies. The white man is bad. The, you know, way back when, you know, the white man fucked over the Native Americans. We know the story, et cetera. That's not going to get us where we want to go. We can create a win-win world of tremendous prosperity, and everybody's basic needs are taken care of, and you can create cash crops that can be exported if indeed you become an independent nation. I have no idea how it's going to play out. How would I know?
Right. Okay, well, that's good. Good observation there. You know, let me ask you, both of you, would you support an independent nation state of Lakota?
So, me?
You.
Yeah, sure. If it's been legally, you know, justified, fine. And it's a matter of, you know, what's going to happen to the non-Native American people on the land. They're going to get booted off the land. They're going to be, you know, that kind of thing. If it's in the legal documents, if that land was initially in treaty, belonged to them, so be it. So be it.
Okay. And the other guy from California, are you still on here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
How about you? Would you support an independent nation state of Lakota?
Well, of course, you know. To give you an example, you know, I'm originally Palestinian, and we won our lands back from the Israelis, you know what I mean? So we grow our land, you know, with wheat, and we grow our land with olive trees, something is going to benefit us, you know, benefit the people. I understand we don't look at, you know, dollar signs. We look at what our farm animals are going to eat off, you know what I mean? We're not looking at, you know, growing something that is going to involve more government, you know, of regulations and, you know, more trespassing on the property.
Yeah. Well, you know, before you guys came on and I was talking earlier, I asked the question, I said, why would anyone want to be a dependent nation state forever? Why would you want to do that? It doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, it just... beyond me, why people want to do that? They don't, you know, they don't want to get out of dependency. Beneficial in every respect to be independent.
Mm-hmm. That's why I would like to hear Kanupa come on and, you know, give his opinion on this.
Right. Well, hasn't called in yet, so I'm expecting him to call in. He said he was going to call in, so I know he's busy right now. He's cutting firewood for taking back down to the reservation, and you know that's the thing I brought up yesterday was why would a people
yeah.
make yeah. another people, the Lakotas, go onto these reservations out of the middle of damn nowhere without firewood out there. They need firewood. They've needed it, always needed it, still need it. And there just isn't enough to take care of all the people. And, you know, I mean, they got, you know, propane or whatever now, but still, a lot of them need firewood for everything, and they can't get it. Chinookah has to go up to the Black Hills and bring it down back down to the damn reservation and distribute it. And the tribal government doesn't pay him to do it. They don't pay nobody to do it. They don't do it. That's just beyond me why somebody would do that.
Well, you
okay.
Know,
well, coming. I don't know if Chinookah's coming in, but if anyone has any last comments, go ahead and make them.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love to be able to continue this conversation offline when we're done. This is David, founder of the Light Party. You sound like a very reasonable person. I like that.
Okay, how do you spell your name?
It's D-A space, it's my legal name, capital V-I-D. I'm an MD, and I'm founder of what's called the Light Party. And I'm very schooled about the whole Palestinian-Israeli thing, but that's a whole bag of worms. But I would love to speak with
you. With what party?
I started, it's called the Light Party. You can look it up, lightparty.com.
Light Party?
Yeah, L-I-G-H-T, Light Party.
Okay.
But I would love, do you have my phone number? I mean, I would love to have a conversation with you, if you like, offline.
Okay, sure. Not a problem.
Now, who says not a problem?
Okay.
Which one, who am I speaking with? Is this the moderator?
I'm the one from San Diego.
Yeah, you can call me anytime. You got my number?
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get it.
Keep the conversation going.
No. I would love to talk to you.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here.
Okay, what's your number?
I'm up in the Bay Area.
415-888-888. Okay.
3357.
Okay, David. Yeah, I'll talk to you for sure.
And who is the moderator?
Soyate.
Yeah, I would love to speak with you. If you like, I'd love to talk with you.
Oh.
You know, if it's in the flow.
Yeah,
you know.
I got your number, and I'll be getting in touch with you. Maybe not just write this, you know, after this show, but I'll get back in touch with you.
Are you in South Dakota?
I'm from Lakota, I call it. Not South Dakota. Yeah, I'm from South Dakota.
No, I'm just mentioning because I'm California time. That's all. I'm probably an hour before you, right?
Yeah.
You can call me anytime. I get up real early. Anytime you want to call, I'm available.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, you know, you got really some good perceptions there and observations and stuff.
Consider myself to be highly educated. I am always on a learning curve, and I just leave you with this, just for FYI, as far as advanced agricultural work, there's a magazine in Texas, Austin, called Acres USA, A-C-R-E-S, Acres, and it's educating all the farmers on how to revitalize the soil. And it's a fabulous magazine, and it's empowering farmers to clean up the soil, and it's working with all kinds of innovative ideas. Very wonderful magazine. If you want to get, you know, holistic farming, Acres, A-C-R-E-S, Acres USA. Anyway, just something to throw out there. Okay?
Sounds good. All right. All right.
Oh. Later.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, well, anyone else would like to make the last comment? Hello? Who is this? Okay. Well, does anyone have another comment to make? Okay. All right, we're gonna close with a Haudenosaunee song here, and end the show with on a good note.
Try. Go.
Time to raise it up. Shout out to the warrior willing to buck. Look for me when the smoke clears. I stand with courage, overcome the fears. Beat me down, but never keep me down. A stolen land with a stolen crown. Hide the truth and spread the lies. I will die for my brother if my grandma cries. Been too long every day in the struggle, trying to find a way out the white man's puzzle. Rapid City, Rapid City, Rapid City. If you ain't right, they will show no pity. Rapid City, right, they will show no pity. If you ain't got the boots, the white man shoots. Rapid City, the boots. Rapid City, man shoots. If you ain't white, they will show no pity. Rapid City, ain't white. Rapid City, no pity. Rapid City, got the boots. The white man shoots. Rapid City, got the boots. The white man shoots.
Okay, I want to thank all the callers for calling in. Appreciate you. This is the Voices of Indigenous People.
Much love and respect to my father's people.
Friday,
Lakota, Nakota, Dakota. I know what it's like to have to walk through those streets, but you have to live there. That's your land. know what's got to be done.